where the facts and opinions build the discourse. Rosa FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skosana.
Brian Mhlongo, he's the senior legal advisor at the Legal Practice Council, joins us now in conversation following the minimum wage set for candidate attorneys. Now, the South African Legal Practice Council has introduced a minimum salary or allowance for candidate attorneys in urban and rural areas. According to the Government Gazette notice published last week, those in the rural areas should earn a minimum of 6,000 rand per month. That's about 72,000 per year, while those in the urban areas should get about 8,000 per month. That's about 96,000 per year. He joins us now. That's Brian Mhlongo to reflect on that particular gazette and also just maybe what really informed the decision. Dr. Mhlongo, good evening.
Good evening to your listeners.
Is the regulation coming into effect as a result of more than a third of the law firms which took part in the survey were paying candidates less than 6,000 rand or 6,000, and some were paying them nothing?
Thank you, sir. What actually brought rise to us promulgating the minimum remuneration is basically also in terms of Section 27(2) of the Legal Practice Act, which mandates the council or the LPC to regulate the payment of remuneration, including the minimum amounts payable. So, as you mentioned, with the survey we once conducted in 2022, did share a light or give us some form of guidance on or some form of stick yard on where our law firms are sitting in terms of what they provide or they provide as a remuneration for candidate attorneys. And what we discovered is what you just exactly mentioned, that a number of candidate legal practitioners are paid less than the minimum wages are set, even on the rural area stage, being the 6,000, and most of them are even paid nothing, working for nothing.
Yeah, what is your view as the obviously legal, you know, practice council of the shared notion that, you know, with these stipulated remuneration fees, some firms will opt not to even employ candidate attorneys at all? What becomes your view there?
When it comes to the LPC's view in that regard, of course, we've been getting that ever since the time of taking out the surveys to try and understand where the profession is standing in that regard. But from the comments we received from the survey, because we did two types of surveys, one going directly to candidate attorneys, the other one to legal practitioners. And although there were those who were saying that this will create a barrier, we got a lot of also positive response from this initiative. And just to add that legal practitioners should, those for instance who feel like they won't be hiring candidate attorneys, they shouldn't see this step as a negative thing. They should approach it as a positive thing, where the council or the LPC itself is also trying to ensure that our candidate legal practitioners are supported and valued as they build their careers. And I feel like also legal practitioners in general should also look at it in that note, that not only am I taking this candidate attorney for the training per se, but this person is also working, getting skill from the legal practitioner himself, and this is our future judge, our future professional, and you are the one who plays a pivotal role in assisting this person learn or maneuver the practical side of the profession. So I think they should take pride in taking in candidate attorneys and assisting them in growing the legal profession as a whole.
Without a doubt. Brian Mhlongo, Senior Legal Advisor at the Legal Practice Council, thank you so much for making time.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate him. Yeah, there you have it, Mpumalanga. Those candidate attorneys would get about 6,000 rand if they're in rural areas, 8,000 if they're in urban areas. Well, Mpumalanga is deemed as a rural, by the way.